Hi, this is Chuck Manning, sports editor of the day, and we're back for the UConn Women's Podcast, Final Four edition. While I was sitting in front of a fire this morning, I'm sure things are a little bit different in San Antonio as the Huskies get ready to play Arizona in the Final Four at 9:30 p.m. That game will be on ESPN, on national TV. Before we get to that, Vicky, I wanted to talk to you about a couple things. One which you addressed in a notebook that was in the paper and online this morning was how USA Basketball is running a training camp concurrently with the Final Four festivities in San Antonio. And I know you quoted Tina Charles, one of the many ex-UConn greats who are going to be involved in the Olympics this summer in Tokyo. And I'm just wondering if from what that experience has been like for them in kind of weird circumstances, especially since their head coach, Dawn Staley, actually hasn't been with them because she's involved with her own team right now, South Carolina, who's going to be playing Stanford in the first semifinal.
Yeah, the U.S. team is getting ready to go to the Olympics in Tokyo later in the summer. So they have this training camp. I guess from what Dawn said, Dawn Staley said when I asked her about it yesterday, I believe, she said that she's been away from them quite a bit this year because, you know, she's in season. So the assistant, Stan Hughes, the Seattle Storm head coach is one of her assistants, and Cheryl Reeve, the Minnesota Lynx head coach, is one of her assistants, and then Jen Rosati is one of her assistants. So they're obviously in capable hands, and she said they're forging ahead without her. But I wasn't even thinking when I asked her about it, like, because I'm like, oh, they're in San Antonio, how convenient, like, she must pop over there. But I forgot they're in a bubble, so she can't even go visit. So her team is like right here, but she can't even go visit. But yeah, Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird talked the day before that, and a lot of people asked them about Paige Bueckers, obviously, like what they think. Diana was saying that if they had the situation the same as the men, and the, you know, players could play for 1 year in college and then declare for the WNBA draft, that Paige would be the number one draft pick right now, not necessarily because she would be the best player of but Sue Bird was saying that you invest in like the future, right? So it's like an investment. So is Paige, Paige at some point is going to be amazing in the WNBA. Right now she's only 19, but that she should be, if she would be the number one draft pick right now, because she's such a good investment. But yeah, Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi were scheduled to have separate Zoom interview times, and Sue was in the middle of talking, and Diana just interrupted and came and sat down and put her arm around Sue, and they had a simultaneous press conference.
Well, one of the things I've always admired about, you know, UConn and Geno in particular, when they've made Final Four appearances, which obviously has been 13 straight years now, is he's had the ability to bring a lot of his ex-players into the Final Four scenario, and most of them get a chance to meet the current team, and it just kind of, I know he usually does a social gathering at some point. It's going to be different this year, obviously, because of the bubble, and you know, they're not going to be able to do something like that. But do you anticipate some of these ex-players who were part of the of USA Basketball will at least attend the games, the semifinal games?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It seems like maybe they would if they're in town. I didn't find out anything about that, whether the players that are in town for USA Basketball, like Shanae Ogunwike, is here, maybe she would go watch Stanford play. Yeah, I'm not even sure. I'm sorry.
That's okay. If readers of the day and people who have seen your stories online have been paying attention, they know that you've been writing a postcard almost every day from San Antonio. So why don't you take a minute and bring people up to date on some of the things you've been doing, including some of the food selections that have made everybody back in Connecticut pretty jealous.
Well, I said the UConn all four Final Four teams got a chance to take a tour of the zoo the other day, and I beat them to the zoo. Although they fed the giraffes, and I didn't feed any giraffes. But I always try to go do something, you know. I've been to there's a place called Tower of the Americas that was built for the 1968 World's Fair. They called it the Hemisphere, and it was in San Antonio, and there's a big 750-foot tower. I went up to the top of the Tower of the Americas and looked around. It's in a real nice area of the city. There's a nice park with all grass and trees and everything. I've been out to eat a lot. I went to this restaurant called the Iron Cactus that I had been to when the Final Four was in Dallas a couple years ago. I had been to an Iron Cactus, so I remember that being a really good restaurant. And they have this dessert called Mexican donuts. It's like these little donuts, but then the sauce you dip it in is like a mixture of chocolate with Kahlua, and it's hot, like hot donuts, and then you dip it in Kahlua and chocolate. So that was really good. So I had that again. I'm sure my doctor will be thrilled. I had that again the other day. And the big thing that I had at the Iron Cactus was three chili pork loin. It had like chili sauce over the pork, and then it was with green chili mashed potatoes. So the mashed potatoes had like chilies like mixed in with it. That was really good. That was probably the best thing I had. Other than that, like a lot of enchiladas and tacos and stuff. I'm kind of getting sick of tacos. But I
gained 2 pounds listening to you.
Yeah, I went to a market.
Fortunately, the Niantic boardwalk awaits when you get home.
I've been walking like 13,000 steps a day. But yeah, I went to a Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett's. I try to do something, at least something every day. Yeah, yesterday I hardly did anything because I wrote a lot because it was like interview day with all four teams, and I didn't really get out until 6 o'clock at night yesterday. But I went and walked around. I saw the San Antonio newspaper, and just like I'm right near the Alamo and right near the Riverwalk, so I just go and walk around, and I've tried a lot of different ice cream places. I feel.
There you go. Well, let's talk turkey, specifically the game against Arizona. I'm sure this is a game that makes Gino very nervous because of the pedigree. This is their 13th straight Final Four. This is the very first time for Arizona. I'm sure people everywhere consider UConn the overwhelming favorite, as they should. But Arizona didn't get there because they were lucky. They got there because they're a pretty good team. So talk a little bit about that matchup, and what concerns Gino most about this game.
Yeah, one thing about it being their first Final Four is that it's not normal, right? Like usually you would have played the regionals in Greensboro or Albany or Bridgeport or something, and then you fly into the Final Four in San Antonio, and it's so overwhelming, and there's a welcome dinner, and there's a band outside the hotel, and it's so overwhelming, and all the media obligations, and then ESPN takes all these videos of them and does, you know, all this all these interview sessions, and there's so many demands, and it's so overwhelming. And this year is not like that. They've been in San Antonio the whole time. Arizona's been here for 17 days, so they're comfortable. They're not going to be doing anything different this weekend than they've been doing the last 2 weeks, you know, and the last 2 weeks they've been winning. So, so that's one thing. So Arizona, is a great team defensively, which is, the main concern I would think for Gino. He said that Baylor on Monday night was the best defensive team they played all season. And he said Arizona will be the second best team they've played all season coming up tonight, which is Friday night. They out of five people on the Pac-10 all-defensive team. They have two of them. They have Ari McDonald, who is the Pac-12 Player of the Year and the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year. And then they also have Sam Thomas, who's a forward, who was on the Pac-12 all-defense team. They're just he said they swarm, they make it very difficult for you to get your shots off. Sam Thomas is the career blocks leader in the Pac-12. The Arizona defense is scoring 20 points per game off turnovers in the NCAA tournament so far. They forced Texas A&M into 19 turnovers in an upset over Texas A&M in the Sweet 16. They're giving up 50.5 points per game in the NCAA tournament. So they really turn up the heat on defense. And talking to Ari McDonald yesterday, somebody asked her, like, oh, do you plan to trade baskets with Paige Beckers? And she's like, no, I need to play defense, you know. And then they score so many points off turnovers that they're thinking defense first. Obviously, UConn, you know, is a good team. They have a good offense. They average 82.7 points a game, and Arizona only averages in the 60s. So if they let UConn score their average, and UConn's going to beat them by 20. So they're just focusing on their defense. But UConn has a pretty good offense, so it should be a good matchup.
So if UConn's able to push the pace in this game and get out in transition, try to avoid too many half-court situations where the game can slow down a little bit, those are going to be factors that certainly work in their favor, I would guess.
Yes, yeah, Arizona can't have UConn running up and down the floor willy-nilly, which is what they like to do. The only little concerning, UConn doesn't have great depth right now. Nika Mule practiced Wednesday and Thursday and felt good afterwards, so they were encouraged that she might be able to play Friday. But it's a high ankle sprain on her right ankle, which usually means quite a long layoff. So if she contributes, it's not going to be 100%, I wouldn't think. And he only used six players against Baylor on Monday, with Aubrey Griffin being the sixth man off the bench. And then they got into foul trouble, so they can't afford to do that. They can't afford to have Aaliyah Edwards on the bench again like they did against Baylor. So,
great. Well, I guess the last thing left would be your prediction. I'm going to put you out on a limb here. What are your thoughts? You know, you've given us your thoughts on the game and the matchup. So who do you think will be returning Sunday night to play in the national championship?
I don't see UConn losing. I don't know. They're heavily favored. But, you know, I've never seen Arizona, and they sound scary. they've played Stanford a bunch of times in the regular season. They play Oregon and UCLA, and there's four ranked teams in the Pac-12. It'll be exciting to see them play. UConn continues to surprise you how good they are. I mean, we've seen Paige Beckers, you know, just go to a whole new level when she has to. Aaliyah Edwards is tough. I mean, you can't underestimate how good UConn is. It's just the way Gino talks about Arizona's defense, they sound scary, but I would pick UConn. And I don't know, between Stanford and South Carolina, I don't know. Stanford has been so tough. They were losing to Louisville by 12 at halftime. They're so deep, and South Carolina is playing really good defense. Maybe it would be like a UConn South Carolina rematch that went to overtime early in the season for the national championship. I don't know. And UConn has never lost a national championship game, so I don't know.
So, well, I think either matchup would be interesting. So, you know, I think from a UConn perspective, he's always done a good job making sure they don't look too far ahead. And I'm sure you know, he'll have them ready to go against Arizona.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, listen, I appreciate a couple minutes. I know you've got some busy times ahead in San Antonio. I just want to remind everybody that you can, you know, read Vicky's stories in the Day newspaper as well as on theday.com. We've been producing a newsletter periodically throughout the NCAA tournament run called Husky Headquarters. That's also available for subscription on theday.com as well as this podcast. The only thing I'll tell our readers about the semifinal game, because it starts so late, 9:30 East Coast time, you're not going to be able to read about it in the day paper tomorrow on Saturday morning. However, you know, Vicky will be up late at night. I'll be up late at night. Mike DeMauro, our columnist, will be up at late at night, and we'll be getting a copy and photos up on the website as soon as we can on theday.com as soon as the game ends, and then we'll follow that up with some great post-game reaction, certainly from the UConn side, and if we're lucky, maybe from the Arizona side as well. So we encourage you to check out theday.com tonight, probably 11:30-ish after the game's over, and you know we'll get you updated on whether or not they'll be playing for their 12th national championship on Sunday night. So thank you, we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon.